247 here at DC 101.
Hello?
Are you ready to face another stinking Monday morning? Dear Lord. How can we do it again? Another 5 days of brutality. But I guess we can do it together, huh? You and me. Yeah, I'm only minimally hating life this morning, only minimally. I mean, there are people that have worse Mondays than you or I. I mean, you know, we're belly aching because, you know, we got to get back into the routine and, you know, a little sleepy and a little bilious. But just imagine, I was talking to a buddy of mine over the weekend. He goes to court for sentencing today. Can you imagine that? You think you got a stinking Monday morning? Imagine if you were going before the judge today. I did that one Monday morning. I remember one Monday morning, I was terrified. Well, I hadn't been making my payments to Estelle. And I knew deep inside she was going to turn on me. And sure enough, they had a subpoena. And for contempt of court, I was sentenced to go to jail. And I'll never forget the terror that ran through my bones that day as I walked into the courtroom and I looked at the judge. He was sitting there on the bench with his brow furrowed in concern as though he were making a huge, weighty decision with tremendous legal implications. And as I went before him, I wanted to please the judge in whatever way I possibly could. So I said, excuse me, sir, do you prefer to be called Judge or Your Honor?
David.
Is that Judge David?
Just David.
All right, David. Please don't send me to jail. I'm terrified. The food that they have there, I hear all you eat is bread and water.
Chicken wings?
Well, all right, the cuisine has indeed improved, but still, even with the chicken wings, can't you say anything to ease my fears, Judge?
Full circle.
You don't understand. You just don't understand. You see, I'm afraid that if I'm in jail, my cellmate will hurt me.
They won't hurt you.
How could you be sure?
You're my brother-in-law.
At United Airlines, flying is our dog.